Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. I am delighted to be here with you all today. This is Mr. Jamal Brown, your host for this Thursday, April 21st. I am the creator of the 365 Days of Black Facts calendar found at www.black365.us. And today's Black Fact of the Day is the National Urban League, a nonprofit civil rights organization, was founded on this date in 1911. You can go and check out www.black365.us, where you can find the calendar that highlights an event in Black history every day. That's enough about me. We have an exciting show here for you this afternoon, this evening, this morning, depending on where you're at in the world. We are on with a fantastic gentleman, but before I bring him on, got one more bit of information to share with you all. There is an event that is backed by popular demand. The historical Black-owned mansion and Underground Railroad Museum presents the play Harriet's Return at their annual Mother's Day brunch. For ticket information, contact Mrs. Thornton at area code 215-878-8844. That number again for the fantastic play Harriet's Return that will take place at the annual Mother's Day brunch. Again, contact Mrs. Thornton at 215-878-8844, or you can visit thebelmontmansion.org. Again, that's thebelmontmansion.org. All right. Again, we have a fantastic gentleman on the line with us today. Goes by the name of Mr. C. Matthews, and he is a quilter. As we all know, our 30 minutes goes very quickly, so we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. Mr. Matthews, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Fantastic. It's good to have you on. Where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Fantastic. All right, the question I like to start out with is, tell us, who is C. Matthews?
I'm Christian Matthews. I'm a 9-year-old kid that just recently learned about the African Americans at my school, so I'd like to share it with you today.
Alrighty. Fantastic, Christian. All right, tell us what is it that you do, Christian? What makes Christian unique?
Well, I play basketball. I'm a dancer, and I like to write. I like to draw.
Fantastic. That is awesome. What other hobbies do you have? When you're not in school, you're not drawing, not playing basketball, what else is it that you do?
I hang out with my nephew. I take my younger siblings and everything. I take them to the park, but kind of let them have some fun.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, quilts. Quilts. Tell me more about these Underground Railroad quilts.
Well, what I recently learned is about how what they had in the quilts, they had certain patterns on the quilts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had one was called the monkey wrench. They had the flying geese. They had bear paw. They had something. I think it was called crutation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to get into that later. So the reason why they had the bear paw is because if they had a mountain in their way as they were walking, or, like, if they were trying to get away, they'll follow the bear paws because they would say, like, bears are the laziest animal, and they always know shortcuts everywhere.
Mm. Amazing, amazing. All right. Let's back up. What was the purpose of the quilts? What information do you have to share with us about the purpose for the quilts? Why do they even have these quilts?
They had the quilts that basically, after they would be done with the quilts, when they had their safe houses, they would hang the quilts up. So
mm-hmm.
it was like a mat that their owners didn't know about.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
It's like, it's a regular mat, but how the owners knew it, they had, like, lines and everything and shown where everything was. But their mat was kind of it was like an artistic mat.
Got it. Mr. Matthews, I know what you're talking about, but there are some of us in the listening audience who may not know who exactly we're talking about. Who is the they? Who are the owners? Who are we even talking about here?
We're talking about the plantation owners, the people that own large areas of farm, because they would buy as much farm as they can, and
mm-hmm.
the more farm they had, the more slaves they needed.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So we're talking about enslaved African people, and we're talking about white plantation owners, right?
Yes.
Got it. And then, so again, let's back up a little bit more. You said that people would hang these quilts in the windows. So these are white people who were participating on the Underground Railroad?
Well, yes, they had white abolitionists who were people that were white, but they still believed that slavery wasn't right.
Right, okay. Fantastic. So this hanging these quilts in the window was a means for escape for these enslaved African people.
Yep. They were basically, it's like, because after they would have the quilt, if the owners would know about the quilt, some owners did know about it, they would actually sing songs
mm-hmm.
that would, like, help them. That would help them get away. Like,
right.
would have something, the drinking gourd. It's like follow the drinking gourd. So as you were going away to, like, Canada or something, you would see if the stars lead somewhere, that's where you would have to go.
That is amazing. Do you recall any of the other lyrics from any other songs? Or could you sing that? Could you sing any of the lyrics from that song to us?
I don't really know any of the lyrics, but I know that they would sing songs.
Okay, cool. This past weekend, or a short time ago in D.C., you met the producer of the show, Miss Leslie Gist. Tell us about that.
Well, she had a lot of interesting books that I was looking at and everything, so we started talking, and I told her about the quilts and everything. And surprisingly, she really didn't understand what I was talking about, so I just kept on talking and talking. And then finally, she gave my mom her car, and she took a couple pictures. She just told me to get an interview done so I could share it.
So, hey, let me get this straight. You were schooling her, huh?
You can say that.
You can say that. Fantastic. So, How long have you had an interest in these quilts and in African-American history?
Well, I recently learned it, like, at least, like, 3 months ago.
Okay, during Black History Month.
Yep.
Okay, that's amazing. What sorts of things did you learn at the memorabilia show?
I learned about how they had the... like this wooden log that they would cut, and they would
mm-hmm.
put a hole in it for slaves. They would open it, put it on a slave's neck, then they would do it, and they would close it really tight
mm.
for a slave. And then they would put, like, a chain attached to it, so the slave would have if one slave fell, the other slave had to drag that slave until it got up.
Got it.
And they had one thing where they had, it's kind of like they would cut down a log where they would hollow it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a boat chase, they would hollow it out. Then that's how they would feed the African Americans in the fields. They would, like, ring the dinner bell. Then they would get, like, whatever was left over from the big house.
Mm-hmm.
They would take it to, like, the slave keeper and everything. The overseer.
Right.
And the overseer would mix it up with different foods, and then he would just make it. They would call that slop.
Slop,
and then they would put the slop down into the hollowing out thing. So basically, African Americans used their hands as forks and spoons. They would just slop it out and eat it. It's really, really interesting.
Wow. Tell me this. Why did you decide to attend this event as opposed to, you know, hanging out with your friends or cousins or playing video games?
Well, I thought that it would be kind of fun to do this because now that I know this stuff, I can let somebody else know it that doesn't know it.
Fantastic. That's amazing. Were there other young people there as well?
At the memorabilia?
Yes.
Not that I recall, no.
Okay, so you think you might have been the youngest person there, huh?
Probably. It was just me and my family, my aunt, my uncle, my dad. My aunt, my uncle, my mom, my nephew, my brother, like basic people.
Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome. Did you see the black collectible coins?
Oh, that I did not because I didn't have time for that. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Right. What was the most interesting thing there that you saw?
The most interesting thing that I saw were the old magazine covers we had.
Mm. What interested you about those?
They had like people that I know now, like they had Charles Barkley when he was still playing basketball.
And so they had a picture of him with a neck thing.
Huh?
Tell me more about that Charles Barkley thing.
It was a cover, like a magazine cover with him with his like jersey and stuff on. So I knew he played basketball and retired, but I didn't know what team he played for or what number.
Got it. Hey, Ms. Matthews, is your mother nearby?
Yes.
Let me talk to her, please, for a moment.
Hi.
Mom, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
Doing fantastic. Tell me, why did you decide to bring your son and other family members to the event, the memorabilia event?
Well, even though Christian, you know, I'm really grateful for what he's learned in school, I think that one thing that we do as a community that's a disservice to our young people is we rely on public schools, or we rely on schools to teach our children about our culture. And I believe that knowledge is definitely power. And because there's so many portrayals about African-American men and women in the media, it was important to me to expose my children to history.
Mm-hmm.
That they have a great appreciation of the struggles that we as a people have endured, that has afforded them the right to even come to a memorabilia show,
mm-hmm.
or that's given them the right to even learn about quilts and maps and the things that they're learning. It's just really important to me, again, like I said, to educate my children. So
mm-hmm.
not only the struggles that we endured in this country, but that they realize and that they believe that, you know, our race is, and this is just my opinion, but it's still what I teach them, that our race is the most beautiful, the strongest race that there is. And I don't say that to be prejudiced. I just say that I really, I love my race, and I want my children to know that their curly hair is beautiful, their wide
That's
noses
right.
are beautiful, their full lips are beautiful. We don't have to, you don't have to aspire to the European image of beauty, that
That's right.
we as a people are the most beautiful people on the planet, and if you see a person that's of mixed heritage, the reason they're beautiful is because of the black blood. And the, that's really what I believe, and that's what I teach my children.
Wow, I must say I concur 100%. Let me ask you this. Mr. Matthews, Christian, told me that he, you know, just sort of got deep into black history earlier this year during Black History Month. Was there any one particular event, any one particular play or piece of information that he got a hold of that sparked his interest?
So he wants to answer the question.
Okay, no problem.
What I really am interested in, I didn't really mention this, but I just kind of recently learned this because we're learning about, like, how African-Americans were write books and everything, but after they would do the job, they would, the plantation owners would let them, like, build churches and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they would build churches in, like, specific places. And as they would have that, they would put holes in the churches. So if a runaway slave needed somewhere to hide, he could go into that church and, like, there would be, like, a place where you could go under. And then they would hide under there because they would have, like, tunnels and everything that before their time, pirates would come and they would dig up the tunnels so they wouldn't get caught and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they would know specifically the right place to go.
Okay.
And then they would go deep down, and then they would, like, find, and that would lead them to the Underground Railroad, and they would be safe.
Awesome. Yeah, I believe those are called hush harbors. I recently found out about those and actually just did a couple good Google searches and all that. Mom, if you're still on the line, I have another question for you.
I'm here, sir.
All right. I was curious to know, with this newfound information, I can tell the young man, his heart is on fire, he's full of energy and all that good stuff. Have you seen any difference in him scholastically inside of school and or outside of school with this new information, new thoughts, new feelings about black history?
Well, what I can say that I see about my son is something that's always been evident in him, and that is the fact that he cares about people. I believe that this information that he has acquired has given him a deeper sense of appreciation for African American people and for people as a whole. And so Christian's always been a kind person. You know, he wants to get along. He wants everybody to get along. But I believe that this information has allowed him to have a level of sensitivity to people. And giving him a desire to want to learn more. And that, you know, I'm proud.
Right.
Because he's not talking about Disney Channel. He's talking about the Underground Railroad. And so that makes me feel good as a mom. And so what we're going to do is just continue to educate our children. You had asked the question earlier, but my son took the phone, and he'll probably take the phone again because, you know, he obviously got a lot to say.
He's got a lot of energy.
I love him. You can say something else in a minute, but hold on. what we do, and I'm not going to say it's sporadic. What we do sporadically is talk about different things and how they pertain to black people, to African Americans. We've had conversations about the different achievements that we've contributed to this country. You know, we've had conversations about the black presence in the Bible. We've had a lot of conversations about stereotypes and about, as I mentioned earlier, about what is considered beauty. So we're always having conversations. And so I can't pinpoint one specific thing that struck his interest. I'm just going to say maybe it's because his older brother and myself, you know, as we have opportunity, we do talk about the beauty of the African-American race.
That's awesome. Mom, before you hand him back the phone, where did your love and appreciation for our culture come from?
Well, I'm going to be honest. It came from growing up not believing that I was beautiful like I was. Because, you know, you grow up and you see media and you know, what's considered beautiful is the thin nose and the straight hair, and so that's what was portrayed, and so I fell into the trap that many of us fall into, not accepting and embracing our beauty and our uniqueness. And as I got older, I loved to read, and I've been reading since I was like 2 years old. And so just reading and going beyond what was given to me in schools and learning more about our history has really given me an appreciation for how powerful and how beautiful our race is. And so that's, you know, to the best of my ability, I'm going to pass that on to my children.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Which books impacted you the most? What books, what information did you get your hands on that had a profound impact on you?
There's a book I have that's called, and I don't even remember the author, but it's called Blacks in the Bible. And then there's another book. There's another book. It's called Raising African American Men. And there's another book. There's a lot of books, sir, and I don't pack all of them away, so I can't even pinpoint specific ones.
Not a problem.
Anything I get my hands on, just so I can educate myself, because, again, the more knowledge you have, the more powerful you are.
Certainly, certainly. Christian mentioned that there were a large number of people that attended the event with you. He mentioned some uncles or what have you. So has your family sort of embraced our history, culture, and information, or was it something just to do that Saturday for them?
You know what? They came along. Like, my sister and her husband came from Pennsylvania, and I was actually on, it's called Heads Up. That's a website, and they sent me the information about the exhibit, and I wanted to go because, again, I wanted to expose my children to the history of it, and my sisters and them came along. Everybody was really appreciative of what we saw, because not only did we see, like, the slave memorabilia and underground, you know, I learned a lot more about Madam C.J. Walker. We saw some people that were part of the Negro Baseball League. We saw an exhibit about the Buffalo Soldiers. There was paintings there. There was a lot of artwork that, you know how back in the day we were portrayed with the big red lips, Antimana, the Sambo. There was a lot of that stuff there. And so everybody walked away with a greater appreciation. But one thing I can say, all of my family has a strong sense of self. And I know that comes from our parents and our parents' parents. So knowing about our history was not like an eye-opener. I think it was more like a confirmation of what we already knew.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Is that young lion still next to you? I got another question for him.
Yeah, I'm about to hand his phone back. Hold on.
Growl.
I love it. Christian, I'm going to ask you the same question I just asked your mother. Is there any book... one book that you can point to by African American or about African American history and culture that has inspired you?
We were just recently reading this book. It's I'm trying to think of the title. It's like a how to make a quote thing, but it's kind of, it tells a story along with it. It's about, like, a African-American girl that lived. She was born in freedom. And she already knew how it felt. But then one time, out of nowhere, because she saw runaway slaves and everything, and they thought she was one, too. So they they didn't know that she was a freed African-American. She was like 7 or like 6 or 7 when she first became
a state. So you could relate. Let me ask you this: what are there any teachers at your school that teach the children about African American history and who they are and culture and things of that nature?
We have an art teacher. Her name is Miss Moffitt. She's the one that's actually starting to teach us about it, and I have my regular teacher, Miss Najem. She's my fourth grade teacher. She's just the one that does mostly all the studies and everything. And I have a studies assistant teacher. Her name is Miss Burt. She like she actually did SOLs with me to help me.
Wow.
So she comes to the fourth grade classes and everything and just helps out. She's like an assistant for social studies.
Awesome. I have another question for you. Some of your friends, I'm sure, are hearing you talk about this African-American history and are thinking, why is he into that stuff? What's the purpose of that? What would you tell them? Say there's, a young man who's listening, your age, fourth grade, who's listening right now to this radio station as we speak and thinking, why is it important for me to know about my history? Isn't that just old stuff that happened in the past? Why is that important? What would you tell them?
I would tell them that the reason why it's important is because you have rights now. You have the ability to read and write. You have the ability to get a good education. Back then, African Americans, it was against the law to teach us how to write. It was against
That's
the
right.
law to teach us how to read.
Teach.
So the reason why African Americans should be happy is because, for one thing, we actually have rights. We don't have to work in the fields all day and get no breaks. No, we can do whatever we want because we're free. There's no more slavery. So that's why you should be happy. You should be grateful that you actually have you actually have rights. You have abilities to do things that back then nobody did.
Right. As you know, we have for the first time a president in the White House and a family in the White House that looks like us. What did you think about the inauguration and the presidency of Barack Obama?
I was very glad because I was thinking, who would do 40 presidents without having a black one? And
right.
Now finally we have an African American president. I'm really grateful because I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm glad. I'm glad that we have an African American president.
Right. That's awesome. Christian, what would you like to do when you get older?
I want to be an artist.
Okay. Awesome. What sort of art, what sort of subject matter do you like drawing the most?
I like drawing nature, but I enjoy book drawing. I read a book and then I kind of see the pictures and I make that into my own little image.
Okay, that's awesome. Have you been inspired by any African American books recently? Since February?
Yeah. the name that it was.
It's okay. We'll just go ahead and pass on that. Got it.
Called Follow the Path to Canada. It was kind of a instructions book.
Got it. Let's go ahead and our time is running short. I got another question, quick question. I'm curious to know your answer to. Mother's Day is coming up. What kind words do you have for your mother for teaching you about yourself and us and our history and that type of thing? What sort of things do you feel for your mother, again, blessing you with this information?
I'm just grateful because I would never learn this. I could have been glad not knowing anything about this but still living my life. But now that I know this, I can actually share this. So I won't have to be the only, 9-year-old kid that actually knows about this.
That's an awesome answer.
I'm grateful. I'm glad she gave me this information. I'm glad that she took me to that memorabilia.
So that's awesome. Well, our time is running short. I must say, I've been just interviewing for a short period of time now, but this may be my favorite show thus far. Yeah, I feel blessed to know that there are mothers out there who are still acting like mothers, acting culturally conscious, being responsible to our race. I'm happy to know that there are young lions, Christians such as yourself, that are coming up behind us.
Rabbit.
I love that row that you give me every time I mention that. Additionally, I don't know if you heard at the beginning, but I created a calendar that highlights an event every single day in African-American history. It's called the 365 Days of Black Facts Calendar. I believe Miss Leslie has all your information, so I'll get that from her after the show. But I'm going to send you one of those calendars. I sell them online at www.black365.us, but I am going to go ahead and pop one in the mail to you so that you can know and see and understand that there were artists and historians and singers and dancers and inventors who had done some fantastic things. I'm quite sure there's a lot of stuff that you learned at the memorabilia show that's reinforced in the calendar. So so be on the lookout for that, okay?
I'm going to say something really quick, okay?
All right, we got about 30 seconds.
What I learned also at the memorabilia is about, we learned about how they had African-American roller skaters. How
that's
they had,
right.
Like, roller rinks that were owned by African-Americans. Okay, clearly have to go.
Thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to hearing some fantastic things coming from you, good sir.
Okay.
All right, talk to you later now. All right, thank you, Mom. Bye-bye.